want to drift away from you. We don't want to lose our first love. We don't want to grow cold and dry. Lord, we pray for you to come into our lives more, for your anointing, for your power, for your conviction, for correction. Whatever you need to do in our lives, Lord God, to help us draw near to you, because we need you more. Lord, we need you more in this hour that we live in. Satan has come down having great wrath because he knows that he has a short time. And we need your grace. We need your power. We need your strength. We need your guidance. We need your wisdom. We need you more, Lord. We don't need you less. We don't think we have it all figured out or we have it all together. We're crying out, Lord, for your strength, for your guidance, for your wisdom, that we would not be part of those who fall away. We want to endure to the end. And we pray that this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we have a lot to cover this morning. I'm going to call this morning Satan's Mind Control. Before we get into that, though, I want to say, heard about your grandmother this morning, Steve. Sorry about your loss, brother. All my grandmothers are gone. So you got blessed, man. Well, how old was she? Wow, 88 years old. That's awesome. Hallelujah. All right, y'all ready to get into the Word? I believe I didn't really plan it this way, but this is kind of a continuation of last week, because remember last week it talked about from Revelation chapter 12 there, where it talks about the devil has come down to you having great wrath because he knows that he has a short time. There's such a war going on right now for people's minds. And really there has been for a long time, really the last few decades, and I'm going to show you that in a second. I spent hours yesterday in the CIA reading room looking over Freedom of Information Act, formerly classified government documents. I didn't even scratch the surface. I was probably looking through there about 4 or 5 hours worth yesterday on the topic of MK Ultra, Operation Bluebird, Operation Artichoke. All the work the government has been doing for decades, really since the 40s, to control people's minds. And if you think for 1 second, they try to tell us that they quit doing it in 72. And if you believe that, I've got oceanfront property for you in Arizona that I'll sell you cheap. They're liars. And they work for the father of lies. I'm sure they had fun looking at my website and listening to my phone and everything else yesterday as I spent so much time on the CIA website. But that pesky little Freedom of Information Act issue has revealed a lot of things. You just have to take the time to actually look through them. I found out a whole lot of stuff I didn't know yesterday. It's pretty interesting. Even the Jonestown massacre wasn't suicide. But we'll get into that in a minute. Somebody saying, amen, oh me, right? Now, the government, the United States and the governments of the world are fully infiltrated by Satanists. I mean, of course, our government, we had a colonel, full bird colonel, Thomas Aquino, whose job, he was a full Satanist, admitted Satanist, and his job was psychological warfare. Okay, he was also implicated, allegedly, in numerous pedophile rings and daycare centers that had sexual abuse going on in them. They never could convict him, though, even though child after child after child testified, even described his home, inside of his home, where they should have never been, but that's another story as well. I want you to go with me to Daniel chapter 7 is where we're going to start today. Satan's mind control. Now, Daniel chapter 7, and I'm going to turn me up just a hair because my voice is still a little rough. There we go. Daniel chapter 7, of course, is an end time context. It talks about the final beast of the kingdoms of the end of the age. talks about the seven-head, ten-horned beast there. Not going into all that. I want to get to, he talks about the Antichrist, the little horn rising up. He talks about, let's just read. We'll read verse 21. This is actually repeated somewhat, very similar, in Revelation 13, talking about the Antichrist speaking great things and blasphemies. But it says here, I beheld the same horn. That's the little horn, the Antichrist. It says, made war with the saints and prevailed against them. Until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms and shall devour the whole earth. So there's basically, he's telling us there's a kingdom coming. There's a kingdom coming that's going to take over the whole earth. And we know that's going to be the United Nations, the world government, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, all these groups joining together, and they are going to take over the whole world. They said it the other day. In fact, Klaus Schwab said that their group had the power to control, basically do whatever they want over the whole world. Okay? So they're going to implement this. Y'all, excuse me. I wanted you to see the context. Verse 24, and the ten horns out of his kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and shall be diverse from the first, and shall subdue three kings. Now, here's what we want to focus on today. It says here, he shall speak great words against the Most High. These are exactly what it says in Revelation 13 about the Antichrist. And he shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and dividing of a time. That's 3.5 years. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. So he's talking about here the end. Just want you to see the context. So verse 25, he's very clear when he says, when he shall speak great words against the Most High. They hate God Almighty, the God of the Bible, the Lord Jesus Christ. They hate God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They despise him and speak against him. They worship Lucifer. I can go to NGOs that are part of the United Nations that say they're the spiritual foundation of the United Nations. They'll tell you flat out that they worship Lucifer. They do not hide it. They even have where Lucifer is really the hero in the story. That's who these people worship. But it says that here it says, and they shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Now, I'm going to pull this definition up, the wear out here. In the Hebrew here, now throw this up for you. In the Hebrew here, it's the word is bala, and the definition here of Hebrew, and this is your Strong's Greek and Hebrew dictionary, but this is the Hebrew side. Notice it says about the etymology of this word, used only in a mental sense. Do you see that? So when he's talking about wearing you out, it's in your mind, in your thought life. Okay? Let's see the word, the definition. It goes further. It says here, of course, the Aramaic corresponding to the Hebrew, but this is used only, this Hebrew word, this Aramaic word here also, is only used in a mental sense. So to afflict you, to torment you in a mental sense. Now let me ask you, anybody in here, have you felt like in recent weeks that your thought life has been like everywhere? And a lot of places it probably shouldn't be. All right? But think about this. I want you to think about this. The enemy doesn't just plant thoughts in your heads by his demon spirits hanging out with you and talking to you. He plants thoughts in your heads from the world, from the media, from people around you. Just remember, thoughts and imaginations and reasoning and ideas don't just come from the spirit world. They come from this world. And if you entertain them or you allow them to run crazy in your head and you don't bind them and cast them down in Jesus' name and take control of your thought life, you're going to become or do what you think. You understand? This is why Satan is always after the minds of men and women, of human beings. Because if he can get you thinking in a certain direction, you will do that or become that. He gets you, and remember, repetitive thinking of something is meditation. Okay? That's why this, and if you want to throw this verse up here, this is Proverbs 23:7. And just the first part of it, what does it say? Many of you should know this. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Why is that? As a man thinketh. That thinketh there, that I love the old King James, because it's letting you know it's ongoing. It's a continuous action. And he's saying what you meditate on, what you think about often, is what you are. It's what you become. Aren't you glad that your thought life is not played on a movie screen? Because some of us are lazy. Let me tell you right now. A lot of you, the reason the devil just wears you out in your mind and your thought life is because you are lazy. You allow it to happen. It's the easy way out to sit there and just let him do it. And you've got to stop it, because what he is doing to you, he's molding you and shaping you into what he wants. And you cannot let that happen. This is why people fall away. It starts in their minds. It starts where they let their minds go, where they let their minds go repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly. How many of you know if you sit down and think about a certain thing long enough, you will begin to feel a certain way? It can be depression. It can be anger. It can be lust. It can be any number of things. But if you let it stay in there, you begin to feel that. And then you will begin to act on that at some point if you don't cast it down. And we'll get to how to do that more in just a second. But I wanted you to see this. Satan is after your mind. Now, just so you know, I know there's people in here that's heard me teach this before. And in fact, if you haven't heard this message, you need to go back and listen to this. If you've never listened to my message, The Soulish Christian, you need to go back and listen to that one. I can't take the 100% credit for that one. That was from Watchman Nee, his book, Spiritual Man. He talks about the soulish Christian. But now I talk about it. In fact, that book, he says you shouldn't even read unless you've been saved 10 years. And I mean really saved, on fire, walking with God for 10 years, because you won't understand most of it. But when I preached it, I read it 35 years ago, but I didn't preach it till 2015. Why? Because you have to learn to walk some of these things out and experience them yourself. But I can tell you this. You need to understand that you are a spirit. You are a spirit, soul, and body. All right? And people get these all mixed up. Your spirit is where you have, you actually have a spirit body. It has eyes, ears, mouth, nose, everything. It has hands and feet. It's a spiritual body. Okay? But it is where your intuition lies. That's your ability to perceive and discern. It is where your conscience is, where you intuitively know right and wrong. It is where you worship God in spirit and in truth. That's where the gift of tongues operates. Okay? But then you have a soul. And your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. It is you. It is the personality. It's what makes you unique. We all have a spirit, and we all have a physical body, but we are all very, very, very different in our soul. It's who we are. That's why when the body dies, the soul continues to fully be aware of everything, even memories. But the will, when I talk about your soul, your mind, will, and emotions, your will in that part is where you make the decisions in your mind, where you control what you think, where you control what you decide to do. It is so vitally important. You need to understand that Satan and this demonic, satanic world and his people are after your soul. You need to understand that. Because if they gain your soul, then they own you. Do you hear me? This is why, let's go to Revelation 18. This is why it talks about Mystery Babylon trafficking not just in merchandise, but in the souls of men. Just go ahead and put that one up and stay in chapter 18. The souls of men. I mean, we could read it all. Talks about iron and marble and blah, 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 right? We'll go down to verse 13. Cinnamon, odors, ointments, frankincense, wine and oil, fine flour, wheat, beast, sheep, horses, and chariots, and slaves, mostly sex slaves, now, and souls of men. Souls of men. Why? Let me tell you something. If Satan and his people get control of your mind, then you work for them. You become part of their plan. You help their plan. Because you're an evangelist, whether you want to be or not. You're going to share beliefs and ideas and ideologies, desires, plans. So if Satan gets control of your mind, your soul, he owns you. Do you hear me? Now, I want to say that first and foremost, there is no escape from this matrix of Satan's mind control except Jesus Christ. When he says slaves, let me tell you why. Because you're going to be somebody's slave. I hate to tell you right now. You will serve a master. Either Satan or Jesus. And believe me, there's a lot of people that think they serve Jesus, but they are serving Satan because their mind is completely controlled by the world system, the beast system, their ideas, their beliefs. And it gets even worse. They're drugs. They've been working on this for a long time. Let me show you something here. Now, I've talked about this before, but I'm laying a foundation for something this morning. Go down to the end of Revelation 18. He continues. And, of course, Mystery Babylon, the Vatican, and all of the tentacles of that will be judged. And he says this in verse 23, and the light of the candle shall no more at all shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom, which is Jesus, and the voice of the bride, which is the church, shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were who? The great men of the earth. Merchants. Who? What are merchants? People buying and selling things, right? But he talks about great men, the great merchants. Let me tell you who the wealthiest people in the world are. Pharmaceutical companies and their leaders. In fact, like I said last week, COVID made many, 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 many more billionaires than ever before. All right? So these merchants, they're great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Now, I brought this up again last week, but sorceries is the word pharmakeia in Greek. So God has told us that they're going to traffic in the souls of men, the minds of men. And literally, they're going to take captive people's ability to choose. And if you submit to the system more and more, eventually, they're going to control you completely, your mind, will, and emotions. This is why Dr. Harari, the prophet of Klaus Schwab, says there will be no more free will. Human beings are hackable now, controllable through genetic manipulation, through drugs through electronic manipulation. The voice of God weapon they have. Now, guess what? All of this was revealed in the 1970s. All of it. You understand? The electronic manipulation, the use of drugs, the use of gene editing, that all of this was going to be used to get control of people's minds, will, and emotions, and even to the point of getting so much control over you that they could use you to be an assassin for them, a murderer. Oh, yes. Y'all want to read it? Let's start with MK Ultra Pictures number one set. These are just a few. I took hundreds of shots last night. Screenshot, download PDF. Screenshot, download PDF. So here we got Chicago Tribune, August 4th, 1977. The CIA, what they used to do is anybody wrote about anything that they were doing, anything got exposed, they would always make a note of who published it, when they published it, and the reporter's name. And then this would be classified. This is a declassified document as of 2007. But what does it say here? CIA chief admits mind control test. 1977, Washington AP, CIA Director Stanfield Turner testified Wednesday that newly discovered documents disclosed that the Central Intelligence Agency sponsored 149 projects involving drugs, hypnosis, shock harassment, and even magicians as it experimented with controlling the human mind. Now, this came out in 77. When were they doing this? The 50s, the 60s. And I'm going to present to you that they got pretty good at it. And they even said there's other places where they even talk about they used ultrasonic sound waves to do this. It says one nurse admitted they turned her into a schizophrenic through this process. Okay? Let's keep going here. Just so you see, this is hot off the press yesterday. This is me digging. CIA chief, oh, I just made it bigger. Go to the next one. All right, what is this? Washington Star, July 20th, 1977. Did CIA try to control human behavior? Yes, they did. Right? And he talks about it. CIA Director Stanfield talks about the study of drugs, the secret project. I mean, it just goes on and on here. Cryptic artichoke papers. Remember, the first operation was Operation Bluebird. Then the name was changed to Operation Artichoke. These were primarily using drugs to manipulate the human mind and interrogation techniques and isolation techniques and some torture techniques, of course, electric shock. But again, what was it to do? To control human behavior. All right? Just want you to see. Let's go to the next one. Just going to give you a few this morning. Let's look at this. Yeah, here we go. This article goes on to say, one document reports the CIA's 1952 use of drugs and hypnosis in the interrogation of two suspected Soviet agents who were then induced with amnesia. You know, in Men in Black, when they got the little thing after they want to erase your memories, you don't remember, they can do this. Not with a little thing you look at. But they actually erase their memories after they interrogated them. This was in the 1950s, y'all. Quote, this research project is a potential threat to our most basic freedoms. Now, this was in a memo back then of somebody who was concerned. And they said this research project is a potential threat to our most basic freedoms if it gives the government or anyone else the ability to manipulate human behavior declared marks. Actually, I've ordered this guy's book. He's a former intelligence officer that blew the whistle on all this. He said these techniques do not just smack of Orwell's 1984 is what he's talking about. They open up the prospect of totalitarian control. Remember that as we go through this morning. If you can control enough people, or even some, you can create the chaos you want to create to create the answer to the chaos that you want to create. Okay? They know this. Let's keep going for funsies. The ORD program, which was another branch of this mind control program, used a cover organization up in the 1960s outside Boston, headed by Dr. Edwin Land, the founder of Polaroid, who acted as a figurehead. They do this a lot. They'll find a popular person like Elon Musk or somebody to be a popular figurehead, Bill Gates, Zuckerberg. They're just front men for what the CIA is doing. The project investigated such research as genetic engineering. Do you see this? Genetic engineering, development of new strains of bacteria, and mind control. Genetic engineering, new strains of bacteria, maybe viruses as well, and mind control. This was 1977, this article. Okay? Let's keep going. CIA admits wider drug test on civilians. They were testing this on people without their knowledge. I don't even have time to go into this. There were people killed themselves because they didn't know what was going on in their lives because they were being drugged and things were being done to them. But let's keep going. Ah, here we go. This one I want to get to. CIA mind control project included assassin making. Everybody see that? Now, these are direct from the documents. Of course, this was the Washington Star, January 7, 1979. But let me say this. When this started to leak out, the CIA director, what was his name? Alan Dulles, who was a skull and bones guy with Bush. Dulles destroyed 200,000 of these documents. Can I tell you? They tell you, right, the program ended. Yet as I was going through there, documents released as late as 2012 by the Freedom of Information Act, some had entire pages redacted. Now, if you have entire pages redacted, that means it's stuff you don't want people to know that's still going on. Right? Because they certainly don't want us putting two and two together. But anyway, CIA wants to develop a secret mind control plan to induce an unwitting foreign official to assassinate one of his own country's leaders. Do you see this? If necessary, an American official abroad, newly released documents show. The plan was part of Operation Artichoke, the intelligence agency's 23-year program of experimenting with exotic poisons and drugs for use in mind and behavior control. Do you see this? Now, I don't want to spend too much time on this because I want you guys to watch something. Let's do this. Let's pull up the Greg Reese video. Now, there's going to be a little, not graphic pictures, but there's going to be a little bit of graphic talk here of what actually happened, because this stuff started, the school shooting, and this is one of the reasons I'm getting to this, the school shootings, these mass shootings really took off and began to increase dramatically in 1999. Columbine began, okay? What we now know, 23 years later, we know a lot of things that happened now. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because what we see going on Nobody just wakes up one day, I'm going to go shoot up a school. Sorry. Nor do we have situations where doors are propped open so somebody can walk in the back door and shoot up a school. Or do we seem to have repeatedly police officers refusing to go in and do anything about it? Because most of them are Freemasons. See, today's a big dose of red pill truth to you. Okay? I love law enforcement, but they're not all on our side. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Some of them work for the other side. Some of them are MK Ultra, former military themselves. They are controlled. They are Manchurian assassins anyway. Okay? Winter soldiers. But let's go to that video. It's a, I don't know, it's about 5 minutes, but I want y'all to watch this. Now, I already knew all this information that he's about to share, but Gregory puts things in such an excellent, succinct way, I thought, this is perfect. Because you're going to see, again, what I just showed you, these documents that are used to be classified, and these articles from the 70s when all this stuff was coming out. And I'm going to tell you, Senator, I've got a letter from Senator Ted Kennedy, and we think of him as a bad guy and part of it. But let me tell you why Kennedy was fired up about this. Because he believed that this CIA program was part of assassinating his brother. So he began to expose them. He was upset. And he wrote a letter as a U.S. senator, I want these things. They had a Senate committee exposing all this. He said, I want certain things told. They didn't do it. He sent him another letter, said, you better get this to me, this information to me. So I found that yesterday as well. And there was no doubt, let me tell you, there's no doubt in my mind from my research that a CIA team was responsible for the assassination of John F. Kennedy. No question, okay? And George Herbert Walker Bush was part of that team, okay? Let's go. You got it? No. The one below it. The truth about the... I thought I sent the link, but it just came up the page. Well, while they look at get that video, the truth behind the school shootings, it's got a pentagram on it, I think, on the front of it. Go ahead and turn to 2 Corinthians. Just let me know when you got it. Okay. Yeah, the true evil behind the mass shootings. So I wanted to give you a little background real quick that the government has been doing this. And they have been taking people. They actually did this secretly. Like, they didn't tell people. They would go into... They would fund universities to do these experiments, wouldn't tell the universities that it was CIA, would do these experiments on people without them knowing. They did this in mental institutions and prisons to prisoners. Yes, and mental institutions. And people, some of them would go. They got one top Canadian psychiatrist who was well known to be part of it up in Canada. And people thought that they were coming up with cutting-edge treatments for depression and stuff, and would go. And, it was terrible. I'm telling you, it's terrible what's been done. But, again, if you think that this stopped, because they talked about some of the drugs. I had to look up some of the drugs they were using back then. Yeah. And they had to keep Thorazine. How many of you know what Thorazine is? Thorazine is an psychotic, anti-schizophrenic. They had to keep it on hand with a quick injection tool that they used because people would begin to freak out. And so they would hit them with this Thorazine to calm them down to try to cut into the psychosis. But, of course, Thorazine is just another antipsychotic that if used long enough, it's going to... One of the side effects is... increased psychotic episodes. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you can't make, I mean, again, I read all this last night. I've got all this document. I got all this saved off, right? Well, let's go to Greg Reese's video here. Like I said, it's about 5 minutes. Pay close attention. If you want to know what's really going on, it's not about the AR-15, folks. They want the AR-15 so we can't defend ourselves when they try to take over. That's why they want the AR-15. But all of this is, every bit of this is orchestrated from Columbine on down. It's orchestrated by Satanists within our government. Go ahead.
Perhaps the most evil display of deception and murder we are subjected to today are found in the new phenomenon of mass school shootings. Prior to 1999, they were practically non-existent, but today they have almost become predictable. And if you are able to examine the evidence objectively, without getting emotional, a pattern can be recognized. Former Naval Intelligence Officer turned whistleblower, Milton William Cooper, wrote in his book, Behold a Pale Horse, published in 1991, that the CIA was using drugs and hypnosis on mental patients in order to persuade them to open fire on schoolyards to inflame the anti-gun lobby and do away with the Second Amendment. This probably sounds outlandishly evil, and it is, but the evidence is there. In the Columbine shootings of 1999, we are told that Eric Harris and Dylan Klybolt acted alone. The town of Columbine, Colorado, was created in 1958 for families and employees of the military-industrial complex. Eric and Dylan were arrested a year prior to the shooting and were allegedly sodomized by the arresting officer, which may sound crazy, but a local officer admitted to raping informants, which is a known method of trauma-based mind control. After this January incident, Eric and Dylan were put into a juvenile diversion program and prescribed SSRI drugs known to cause homicidal ideation. During this time, Eric Harris was making online death threats and bomb threats. Local police were aware of this and drafted a search warrant affidavit, but it was ignored. Eric and Dylan threatened revenge for the January incident in their yearbook. They produced a school video about their plans and began openly collecting weapons, all of this while on probation, and nothing was done about it. During the shootings, the police stood outside the building and did nothing, while the sounds of automatic gunfire and explosions continued for hours. In official transcripts, there are over 100 witnesses who saw more than two shooters, and more than 40 witnesses who identified the same two men in their 30s. One balding and the other with a short military-style haircut. Several witnesses described the same adult male throwing a pipe bomb on the roof of the library, all of them certain that it wasn't Dylan or Eric. And all of this information pertaining to additional shooters has been redacted. The FBI agent in charge of the Columbine investigation had a son who recently attended the school, who shot a student film inside Columbine High 2 years before the shooting about a character wearing a trench coat shooting up the school. Dylan and Eric fantasized about hijacking an airplane and crashing it into a New York City skyscraper in 1999. Are these just strange coincidences or remnants of the Fed's MKUltra program? An honest investigation into any of the mass school shootings following Columbine will have the same signatures, such as families involved in the military-industrial complex, prescribed SSRIs and other psychotropic drugs, psychological care provided by the state, and associations with law enforcement prior to the shootings. Just like we saw with the retired federal agent in regular communication with the Buffalo gunman in a private Discord chat room. And in the recent Texas school shooting, how is the perpetrator able to afford nearly $5,000 of weaponry? And why did the police stand down while children were slaughtered? We are still allowed to question these things, but for how long? This evil will never stop until the truth is exposed. And unfortunately, most of us are too emotional to see things as they really are. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
So as you see, it's not everything appears as it really is, right? 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Now, as we turn there, I want to say this. If you're on any psychotropic, SSRI, antidepressant, antipsychotic medication, you need to pray and do your very, very best to get off of those things. Dr. Peter Breggin, I did a thing about what he talks about. I mean, he's one of the top Harvard doctor, John Hopkins, 60-plus year practice. Toxic Psychiatry is one of his books. He's got books this thick on the side effects and the problems with especially long-term use of antidepressant, antipsychotic, psychotropic drugs, SSRIs. He talks about basically they do brain damage, and this is coming from him, not me. This is Dr. Peter Breggin. You can look him up. They basically do brain damage. He said they cause a chemical lobotomy. He said, of course, not to mention they can make you suicidal, homicidal. There was one particular drug, I can't remember now, I'd have to go back and look, but that was clear, gave people the ideation, the imagery to go hang themselves. There's just so many problems with these things. I tell people all the time, if you're on them, you've been on them for a long time, don't try to go cold turkey. You're supposed to ease yourself off of those things. But again, you need to go to your doctor and say, I want off of these, help me get off. And if he won't, you go find another doctor who will help you. You hear me? And you need to start detoxing from these things. They are destructive. They are part of Satan's mind control program. Even Zoloft, I want to tell you what they call Zoloft. Zoloft is the divorce drug. Let me tell you why Zoloft is the divorce drug. Because what it does is it basically completely numbs your emotions. And what happens is that you completely, you become detached from your spouse. You feel like you don't love them, they don't love you. It has nothing to do with that. It is a drug that controls your behavior. See, what they did, all these experiments in the 50s and the 60s, and then they said, hey, let's market these now and get rich off of them. But see, all they have to do, they take some of these kids, these troubled kids like these guys, slip something in their drink at a party one night, take them off, fill them up with these drugs, use the hypnosis and the interrogation techniques and the planting of ideas and thoughts into their brains. And then they have a trigger, usually have a trigger word or phrase. And once they trigger them, they go do what they're going to do, whether it's shoot up a movie theater, a school, a hospital. And most of them, if you've noticed, afterwards, they look like they have no idea what's going on. They have no idea, like, what happened. Or they make sure they kill them. And they usually have other actors around to make sure things get done, because they can't trust their MK Ultra mind-controlled assassins fully. But they have a patsy, like they did with Lee Harvey Oswald. I mean, Lee Harvey Oswald didn't shoot John F. Kennedy 13, 14 times from 300 yards on top of a building. Bullets came from the front, the side, and every direction. And these are facts. But they always got somebody to blame it on. And then they usually end up dead, so they can't talk. Right? But that's how this works. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. verse 3. He says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Let me read that again. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. Let's put that up here. I think I have imaginations, the definition here. Y'all are going to love this definition. Imaginations. Primarily two words. Okay? Logismos is the word in Greek. Let's go to the next one. Reckoning, computation, reasoning, such as is hostile to the Christian faith. Judgments or decisions, right? Thoughts. It's translated only two ways, this word. It's translated thoughts or imaginations. Now, y'all know what imaginations are, right? Remember SpongeBob? Imagination. It was always a rainbow, too. I wonder what they were trying to impress upon you. Right? But here's the thing. Let me just say before I get into this further. You will not be able to control your mind, your thoughts, if you're constantly feeding off of this world's media. Their books, their movies, their TV shows, their social media entertainment. You will not be able to control your thoughts and your mind and imaginations if you're on their drugs. I'm talking about their psychotropic SSRI drugs. You will not. They will control you. And in the days ahead, they're going to incorporate even more things like ultrasonic, microwave, radiation techniques. And they're going to be incorporating more genetic manipulation through more vaccines coming down. Let me just go in and tell you what they're trying to do to you. Satan is trying to conform you or recreate you after his image. We're created in the image of God, and we're to stay that way. But Satan is working hard to recreate the human race into his image. Blind, mind-controlled, numb puppets, robots. That only feed off of the human side, the creature side, the flesh side. That's why they have a thing called the fun vax. Anybody know about the fun vax? The word fun in there has nothing to do with having fun. It's fundamental vax, which they've learned how to isolate the gene that enables you to basically experience and communicate with God. And they've learned how to cut that off, basically to cut you off from God. And this is an old thing. And I, like I said, I know the person who actually smuggled, well, who received the DVD that was smuggled out of the Department of Defense that went out on the internet. And the guy giving the presentation was Bill Gates. But the internet version now that's out there has been doctored to cover up that it was Bill Gates. But that's okay, because Bill said, you know, we're going to lower the population of the world through new vaccines. Yeah, so he's already kind of out there, right, talking about it. This is why, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, this is why I stress over and over and over and over that you are going to have to cut yourself off from their system as much as possible. I know we have to live in this world, but there's a lot of stuff we don't have to submit to in this world, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to do it. But let's go back to this. I've seen Christians, listen to me, I've seen Christian marriages destroyed because of Zoloft. I've seen teenagers and grown children's lives destroyed. Some commit suicide because of these drugs. In Christian families. And we've just got to stop. So again, I want to say, if you're going to control your thoughts, your mind, you're going to have to cut yourself off from their system. But here's what he does. He said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, this is where you got to be diligent. God says he wants every thought in your head to obey Jesus, to be in compliance with the Word of God. All right? But that takes work. That takes being active. That takes being in the fight, moment by moment, hour by hour, saying, I will not yield. So how do you cast down imaginations and thoughts? Here's how you do it. In the name of Jesus, I cast down this imagination that's in my mind that's not of God, in Jesus' name. And I bind the demon spirits behind it, in Jesus' name. And I command them to go from me. I rebuke you and resist you now, in Jesus' name. And then you cause yourself to think on the Word of God, the Scriptures, something good. And you say, well, Pastor Dean, if I do this, I'm going to have to do this all the time. Hey, welcome to the fight. Where you been? You little jello brain? You've been just letting the demons just run around there, swimming your little jello brain. Stop. Take control. In Jesus' name. See, go to Romans 12. This is one of my favorites. And let me just go on and say, you have to say this out loud, folks. You say it out loud. You say, well, what if I'm at work? Go to the bathroom and say it quietly. But do it. You hear what I'm saying? I bind these spirits. If it's lust, I bind these demon spirits of lust, putting these thoughts in my mind. I bind you, rebuke you, and command you to go from me. I cast you down from my mind in Jesus' name. You have to do it. Here's what he says. Let's read this. Verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Wait a minute. Don't be conformed, pressed into the mold of this world system. Don't let them, because they're going to try everything they can. But by the renewing of your mind, well, how do you renew your mind? By the way, I'm telling you right now. Thoughts come up in your mind. Oh, I hate that person. You say, in Jesus' name, I cast down that imagination. Lord, you said for me to love my enemies, to bless those who curse me, to pray for them. I cast down this. I will not hate. I will not hate them. I will pray for them. And I bind these spirits of hatred. I bind these spirits of strife, division. I bind you. I rebuke you. I cast down these thoughts and these demons in Jesus' name. And then you think on what the Word of God says about it. Forgive others as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. You see, this is how you renew your mind. Your mind is lazy, and it must be forced to do what it needs to do. It's kind of like, folks, look, I know I've gotten away from it in a bad way, but for many years of my life, I lifted weights regularly, 3 times a week. I was, 175 pounds. I could bench over 300 pounds, all right? Now, let me tell you, to maintain that, you have to work hard. As you can tell, I haven't been maintaining that. Because I'm old and tired now. And sitting on the couch, get up, lift weights. Sitting on the couch feels a lot better. Now I'm starting to do some more again, but I'm a long way from where I used to be. Right? Why? Because I quit doing it. And if you sit back and your brain is the same way, your thought life is the same way. If you sit back and you don't do anything, it gets flabby, it gets weak. It actually, you're allowing the demons and the flesh, carnal nature, and the world system, you're allowing them to train your brain. It's like, sitting on the couch eating junk food for years. You hear me? And you've got to do this. And let me just say right now, look, this hit me the other day, and I know this is true. As things get crazier in the world, and they are, China's preparing for war, invasion. You want to know why Walmart's empty of stuff? Because they're not making stuff for Walmart anymore. They've shifted their factories over to the war footing now. They're starting to produce weapons, tanks. They're shifting their transport boats over to war boats. China's getting ready for war against the United States. The Lord told me years ago that China would invade our country. They're going to invade. And their allies here, like Joe Biden, I want to take our weapons away before they invade. So this is what it's all about, folks. It has nothing to do with the school shooting. And this is coming. But what I'm getting at is as these things transpire, food shortages, another biological attack, war on a grander scale, Russia and China. Matter of fact, Russia and China are colluding together to attack the United States. And we have leaders who are with them. Because I'm going to tell you what it takes to defeat China, tactical nuclear weapons. You would have to hit them with 4-kiloton nukes, their navy. You'd have to hit all their bases. And we got leaders right now who will not do what is necessary to defend our country against a full-scale attack. That's coming. Some of you are going to freak out when you see Chinese soldiers in our streets. But when I say this, is that there are going to be people who, because they don't have control of their minds and they haven't trained their minds to think on the Word of God, and they haven't let Jesus change and renew their minds, they're going to kill themselves. Or they're going to have heart attacks. Or they're going to have panic attacks. And folks, the people who panic when this stuff hits are the first ones to die. You got to have your wits about you. You're going to have to be smart. You're going to have to be listening to the Lord. You're going to have to be fearless. You hear me? God has not given us a spirit of fear. You say, Pastor, you start talking about this, I get fearful. You should not. You have Jesus, and he will either deliver you through what's coming, or he will allow you to be a martyr. And if he allows you to be a martyr, then guess what? You are a strong one. But you have to understand, you're going to have your mind right, or you will collapse mentally and emotionally. You will fall apart. And I'm going to tell you right now, your household does not need you to fall apart. Your children do not need you to fall apart. People in the world are going to be looking for people who have strength, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical strength. And that's when we can let our light shine, even the brightest. The only hope. And see, folks, I know we can't stop all this. There's no way we're stopping it. So what does that push my mind, my heart, and everything to? Jesus. He's my refuge and my fortress. He's my provider. He's my healer. You say, well, Pastor Dean, again, what if they send a whole army for you? Well, I hope it's my day. I'm ready. I'm ready for a bullet or a guillotine. No, I don't think they're going to get that with me. I think they're going to have a difficult time. Because I saw, you know, I had a vision in 2015. Open vision, I was wide awake. I saw a predator drone flying to my house where I live now. It was like I was watching a movie. I saw the predator drone flying, loaded with missiles. It was sent to my house. It was going to destroy my house. And I saw this big hand come out of the sky, swat it down like a bug before it got to my house. And the Lord was like, I got you. We serve the God who can move heaven and earth for us, who could send legions of angels. You know, I believe, you know how they've, over the years, they found from World War II, you find these bombs they dropped on people's houses that didn't blow up? I wonder who did that. Bombs blow up. But see, regardless, I'm not afraid. But you need to understand, you're going to have your mind right. Why am I not afraid? Does fear try to come to me sometimes? Yeah. But I know it's not from God. So what do? In the name of Jesus, spirit of fear, I bind you. I rebuke you. Go from me in Jesus' name. I am bold. I am courageous. Jesus Christ lives in me and through me. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I am more than a conqueror through him that loved me and gave himself for me. This is how you do it. I am prepared to live for him or die for him. I am prepared. I'm ready. Satan does not own me. He doesn't own my mind, my soul, my spirit. I am a free man in Jesus Christ. They can't take that away from me. Because guess what? They kill me and I'm free from this body of sin and death. And then as a free man, I'm coming back and will be governor of Alabama when I get back. And probably the king of the South. I ain't scared. Death is but a step, one step. And then there's another step called resurrection. And that one's eternal. Ooh, come on now. Your spirit, soul, and body will live forever. with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And once you get the incorruptible, immortal body, it will never hurt again. It will never cry again. It will never die again. That's the only real hope of this world. What kind of hope is it to think you die and come back a cockroach? Or like the Muslims, the only way to ensure that you're going to be in heaven is to make sure you kill an infidel. Or you get killed in the process of killing infidels. No. Jesus Christ, the one true God, the Creator, the only one who died for our sins, folks. There is no one like him. Not Buddha, not Muhammad, not anybody. He died on that cross as the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. And to those who believe that he died and rose again, those who are willing to believe it enough to act upon it and follow him and leave this world behind, and leave this system of this world behind, are going to live and reign with him forever and ever. And guess what? The Bible says the meek will inherit the earth. We don't only get heaven, folks. We get a place called New Jerusalem that's coming down. We get the earth. The meek will inherit the earth. Folks, I'm going to have a home in heaven. I'm going to have a city home in New Jerusalem. I'm going to have a country home right here. Here's the good thing. Fear not, little flock, he says in Luke. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Meaning everything. You get everything. And he says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard. Think about that. Meaning what little bit we know about these places, I believe we're going to find out how big the earth really is. You know, it may not end at all, east or west, ever. The ice wall and the dome's just there for now. There could be land forever. Pickleball courts everywhere, Bucko said. Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord. Praise God. Well, folks, it's not 12, it's a little after, so I can. What's the song? This world behind me. Heaven before me. Why, I can't remember that. You know what I'm talking about? No turning back. I've decided to follow Jesus. I don't know who does it. Lyndall does that one. Let's stand. We're going to do that song before we go. But let me ask you this. As you stand this morning, I'm going to explain to you one more time. If you are truly born again and walking with Jesus, the devil is going to work on you to get you to fall, to get you to fall down, fall back into sin, fall away, grow cold, lukewarm. You can't let it happen to you. You know, the church of Ephesus, John said, you know, Jesus was speaking through John, but the Lord said to them, said, look, you've had great work, you've great patience. You work for me. You're diligent. You've tried those that are, say they're apostles that are not. You found them liars. He said, but one thing, you left your first love. And all he says to them is, repent, go back and do your first works, meaning what you did when you were in love with Jesus. Renew those vows. Renew those actions. You know, like I give you something I've done lately. Because I ain't going to lie, running the state for 2 years puts a drag upon your spiritual life. And I said, you know, I thought about what were some of the first works that I used to do. And I remember back in the day, I listened to David Wilkerson all the time. I mean, all the time. I read all his newsletters. I'd read them two or three times. I'd listen to his messages on cassette tape. Some of y'all don't even know what that is. But I thought, you know, I was always feeding off of older men of God that were, I'm like, I need to do that again. So I listened to one of David Wilkerson's messages the other day. He said, it's time to get right with God. I was like, that was a good one. You know, and he passed away in, what, 2010 or 11, I think it was. But that's just an idea, something that when you were on fire, when you were, it just, what were you doing? When you were just in love with Jesus and the world was faded away from you. You say, well, Pastor Ian, I don't know if I've ever had that. Well, it's time. It's time. It's time to break up with the devil, give him back his stuff. Can't have two boyfriends here, y'all. Can't have two. Break up with the devil, give him back his stuff. Some of you said you broke up with him, but you keep his stuff. And the second he whispers in your ear, you're right back with him. Enough's enough. Break up with the devil. Leave this world behind. Follow Jesus. Amen. Because none of us are past the place where the devil couldn't get us. You understand? He's going to work here until he can pull you down and pull you away. Do not let it happen. Man, let's do it. We don't have it? We sang one not too long ago that was similar to that. Y'all got to know what I'm talking about. Y'all got to be able to know. We can do that one. Roy Fields, that's a good one. I know we have a song that has that in it. It's all right. Yeah. Well, let's do it. We'll be right back.
We are not of this world. There's so much more than what we see.
Go ahead and praise Him. We praise You, Lord. We are not of this world, Lord. We are strangers and pilgrims in a strange land. Lord, we are going to be truly separate from this world, separate from this system, this evil, satanic, antichrist system they're building. Lord, we choose to separate ourselves from it, spirit, soul, and body. Jesus, we will be loyal to You to the end, whether it's the end of our lives or when You return, the end of this age. And we know it's getting closer and closer. So, Lord, we pray for Your strength. We pray for Your anointing. We pray for Your power. We pray that You help us all get our minds under control, that we renew our minds and not let Satan have control of our minds. And I pray this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Y'all know the rule. Hug some necks before you leave.